Some girl got a hemorrhage from Bong Joon-mi.
I heard he was
the biggest ever.
Shit, and I had the mumps. Shit, and I had the mumps.
No, really did. She's in the hospital.
Really did. She's in the hospital.
Hemorrhage.
He kept kissing me, and I couldn't stand it.
There's a pop star who's a groupie herself.
Poxy. The chocolate layer.
Cynthia Plaster.
Super fuck.
She's living with Lynn now.
Lynn's living with Jeanette and Eleanor.
English groups are so kinky.
Randy.
It's piggies.
We could always start with Frank Sinatra, but that's too far back. And Elvis Presley also. But I guess the Beatles. The Beatles really started it, like the Beatles started everything
else. As soon as the English groups came out.
And it's the influx of English groups that really had that excitement, and where the chicks were really flipping out, screaming for the Beatles, screaming for the Stones, this and that, sneaking up to hotel rooms.
The days at the Fox.
The days with Murray the K at the Fox. Mm. And trying to sneak up in the elevator of the Gotham and the Plaza. And after a while, more chicks than others became more adept at sneaking up into hotel rooms. And then there was a lot of status connected with hanging out.
Right, there's a whole status thing now. Super groupies.
The professional right. groupies, the chicks that eat by hanging out with guys in groups and dress with the bread, because there is a definite overabundance of bread in the music business. And it's gotten very wide, and there are groups all over the place, and there are groups all over the place that are making money. And for every group, and for every guy in a group, there are any number of chicks. And it's a whole society formed around this kind of thing. And it's groovy, I guess.
Well, I started going down to the Village when I was about 14 or 15. I'd go there every single night, and I'd take drugs, every drug. If it was there, I took it. And we'd go to this place called Figaro's. Also, after school in the afternoon, we'd go down there. And they played records, and that was a big thing. You'd go down there and dance. And music was the whole thing there, because you just went to hear the music.
Cafe Wild?
And they all had long hair. Figaro's.
Around, in the bottom.
And everybody had long hair, and I started really getting hung up with people with long hair.
I started
getting bored of the Village, and we heard about this discotheque called the Cheetah that just opened. So we went there. And we hustled our way in so we could be free, you know, get in for free every night.
I used to see you there every night.
And every night, it was only 10 blocks from my house, and every night my friend and I, we'd go there. And, of course, the first thing we saw were the groups, because they were the only ones that had the long hair. And every 2 weeks, they changed groups. And every 2 weeks, we had a new boyfriend from that group. And then we started going to different discotheques.
You, just like me.
Undines.
When the Doors were there. Stone,
and Rolling Stones.
20s.
With the Vagrants were there.
Outside,
and the Bittersweet.
Unganos, Harlows.
And it was always the groups. Everything was centered around
That's
the
only reason I'd go amazing. To these places, just for the groups. I wouldn't go for the regular boys. Ugh.
Oh, when I met her, she was
I don't know.
Sweet and
I was so sweet.
Girl.
But then they mentioned the name Group. And a boy. And a guitar. And I went crazy.
You really corrupted me. I wasn't that bad before you. I brought her down there, and she sees all these groups, and then she starts running out of them. And that's all she talks about. She'd come home, tell me about this group and that group, and how cute this one was, and how cute that one was.
They are cute.
So, of course, I had to go see for myself, and I'd end up arguing with her about it. It's all your fault.
A nice-looking chick comes down to the scene and starts hanging out, and she meets the rhythm guitar player from a group whose record's number 12. And he makes a pass at her, and this chick is relatively inexperienced.
And she likes him.
You know, and she likes him. And she figures he likes her too. Now, if he was just some kid from Queens, the thought of going to bed with him probably would never even enter her mind, but of course he's a little more sophisticated, he's a little bit older, he's been around. He's the guy with the hit record. So it's a lot easier for her to rationalize going to bed with him than it would be just going to bed with the guy next door.
When I first started going to the Cheetah, there was a lot of girls that were making piggies with the group. But I was 15, and my girlfriend and I, and we said we'd never do that. We'd never be like that.
I said it, too.
But, you know, months went by, and we'd get more and more into the whole sex scene. And just when I was about 16, 17, I said, this is it. I don't want to be a virgin anymore.
I went downtown
we to a doctor that I heard of, and I got birth control pills, and I took them.
I went with you, didn't I?
Yeah. As long as I met you. No, not the first time. And I started taking the pills, and I said, well, how am I going to go about this? You know, I have to find somebody. And the first person I met, he was in a group, and he's at the scene, and he said, come back. After that, the rest was easy. I had the pills. What did I have to lose? Nothing.
You're right. Yeah, it's groovy.
And then there were boys, and they were cute, and it was safe.
I'm a groupie.
It's a full-time job
because you have to be out till 4 and 5 in the morning.
Last night was a goof. I brought him home.
But when he first came to town, I slept with him the first night.
Some people can be violent, some people are gentle. Some people give you black and blue marks.
Like baby oil.
We're still nice girls.
I don't just run after a group because they're in a group. I run after because I like him. I think he's cute. I'm attracted to him.
You're attracted to him sexually.
Yeah, well, isn't that it?
He's got a nice body. He's thin. He's wearing velvet pants.
Yeah,
frill
I like
glasses.
The way he sings. I like the way he moves.
Long hair.
Well, isn't that the way
you
anything
like? And the hair attracts you. When you look at somebody, you look at their hair.
Well, I wouldn't go out with anybody with short hair.
Of course not.
I couldn't. I really couldn't. But isn't that the way with any woman?
She doesn't look
woman
at the face. She looks at the body.
Oh, I look at the face.
You look at the body, too.
Yeah, I look at the face, too. I only pick the cutest. I don't. If they're, you know, that could be the biggest group in the world.
Would you consider yourself a groupie? Would you, though?
Well, I'll say I have all the characters.
You've had
one.
There are two different kind of groupies, you know. Well, there are actually three. Then there's the chicks.
They're the really slaggy groupies, you know, the ones who will just.
It doesn't
I mean,
matter.
They're really
if you play an
rank
instrument, it's cool.
Right. You could play a guitar in Washington Square, you know, and they
and
dig
that's
you.
Groovy.
And then there are the very sophisticated ones.
Beautiful, beautiful
yeah,
chicks who found this is a much easier
groovy
way to live.
And they only will take the pop stars. I mean, the really super pop stars. Like if someone's just in a, you know, a second-rate group,
and
that doesn't count.
And a lot of them get truly involved with these guys because a lot of them are, I mean, the music business is a creative field, yeah, and they get honestly hung up on guys in the business.
But
it's
not
know
just
you
because
have
they're in a group. It's
no, it's not.
I think
people don't understand
like
that that's
them
the way I feel, too.
And they don't understand that all the people I know are musicians, are connected with music.
All my life. That's
work
most
in studios and that. That's all I know is people that have
so I remember when
music
I met you. That's like you were already into all that already. And you had gotten me into that phase.
Because music is my whole life. I took
me
singing lessons, guitar lessons, dancing lessons, tap dancing lessons.
Yeah,
I tried
it's
to learn
mine
how to play the drums. I took piano lessons. I revolve around music and the people associated with it. And that means all the cute boys. So if that makes me a groupie, then I am a groupie.
You're a groupie, yes, but you're a super groupie.
Yeah.
You're not a regular groupie.
I don't run after them.
No, they run it. She's sought after.
Particular.
The super groupie is a girl who's very choosy.
Yeah, she wants the cute one.
She wants the top name groups.
No, not necessarily. She doesn't want the name. She wants the person.
But she does want to get somebody that's
big. I guess
big
it depends on the person.
It does.
But they're the sought after ones.
And they're
the
pretty
ones.
And they
get taken on trips and fed and things are bought for them. And songs are written about them.
Songs are written about them. Look at the advantages a groupie gets, you know?
She gets to go anywhere in the world.
She gets to go anywhere in the world. She gets all these boys all fucking over her, paying for her.
Those poor groups.
I'll tell you,
anywhere except
New York
for New
and
York
California have the prettiest groupies.
In London, it's the groupies there and the groups there are much stranger than they are here. I think they've influenced the groupies here, you know, because most of the American groups I've met are much straighter than the English groups. The English groups are really freaked out. And there's a whole bunch of groupies that revolve around English groups as well. You see, there's groupies now who like anything. There's groupies who specialize in English groups. There's groupies who specialize in guitar players, in drummers. I mean, they've each got their own little thing that they like.
Most of them, they travel in pairs.
In pairs, right, in pairs or in threes.
Or in three.
Walking around and they see through dresses with size 95D, you know, sticking through.
Nobody wears underwear. Nobody wears bras. She bawled him, and she gave him head, and she talked in English accent. She told him she was English.
Next morning he woke up, she had a German accent.
No, one day I was with this one boy who was cute, and he had long hair, and I took him home, and he wasn't in a group, and he couldn't even make piggies, and he was married for 3 years.
The number one perpetrator of the groupie scene.
Oh, God. Incredible.
My mother doesn't know for a fact that I'm not a virgin, but I think she suspects it. She must know something. But she brings boyfriends over to her house.
My mother tries to make it like she doesn't know anything. You know, she doesn't want to hear it. Never happened. But she has to face it. I said to her, face reality. But why can't she face the truth? It's happening every day. There's nothing she's going to do about it. She's one person against all of us.
The pop stars know that they are getting a commodity, because a groupie is a commodity. I mean, it is bought for and paid for, not in cash, but in identity. And there she is, and she's so enamored with you, with your exchange of identity for sex, that she's ready to do anything for you. And these cats take full advantage of the fact. I mean, especially the more chicks they ball, the more jaded they become, and in turn ask more of the chicks they're with.
They treat girls like shit, a lot of them. You know, they think they can take advantage of the girl and have her there when they want her and play and be able to go away and you know, be with other girls and, you know, take... You've got to accept it.
Like a groupie life.
You do have to accept it.
Go out with, you know, with it in mind that, you know, don't take anything seriously.
You see them walk out the door, you know they're going home with them. I mean, the next night they come back and, like, try to get another girl. They try to get... It's like trying on shoes.
They just have no respect for them at all, you know.
Occasionally you'll find, you know, because in certain instances you'll just find two people that are chemically attracted or would be attracted even if this
right,
guy
no matter
wasn't
what.
With this group and this chick wasn't into what she's into. But the chances, the odds against that happening, because of the attitude, everybody's stoned, nobody gives a shit, these guys are making so much bread, it doesn't matter what they do, they don't know, they could have a hit record today, and they all know that what the hell are they going to be doing in 2 years anyway?
And they know why the chicks dig
them. They'll be back at IBM school in Newark.
They know, you know, what's happening, because they all know why the, you know, the chicks like them, and it's very hard to form an attachment when you know that someone's looking at you outwardly. First, you know.
They all come on the same line.
No.
They build up, they bullshit all night. They talk to you about nonsense.
Yeah, but
shit.
When you go back
and
to the hotel.
And then at the end, you know they're going to ask you to go home with them. You know it's coming.
No, no, this is what happened. You go back to the hotel, they say they're going to have a party. There's about 10 people there in a group.
Alan
and then there's all these girls, and everybody sits around, they get stoned.
And they look at the boy and drool.
One by
and they
one,
won,
people
they...
go to different rooms until there's just one person left sleeping somewhere in the corner.
It's fun just to go home with them, have a goof for the night, and the next day, you know, you meet other people.
Yeah, until
but
you're
young.
Get married.
Yeah, you're young.
What if we got to lose?
I don't want to get married
get a
now.
Few diseases.
With one
That's
person
all.
The whole rest of my life right now. I've got at least another 6 years before I get married. Yeah. I'm having too much fun. I realized it last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was having too much fun last
night. What happens if you get married? Everything's over.
There's gonna be like a postal war baby boom.
There's gonna be a postal
pop. Postal pop.
They're gonna come out singing.
You want me to take a bath with them?
That's
the news, Clay, with all the English. They want you to take a bath with them and rub their back.
What about that he played with himself?
Oh, he played. When was this?
He told me you wouldn't make piggies with him.
I wouldn't make piggies with him. So he went into the bath, not to the bathroom, and wanked off.
Sticky.
He's really crazy. He's really horny. Randy is what they call it.
Randy.
Randy.
Puny, too.
And those English groups are so kinky. God. Jimmy loves being beaten. I mean, like little... He's about 3 feet tall, gets on top of him with a whip. Really. I mean, a real whip man, and beats the shit out of him.
The English groups come over here, and they're so pure and good, and they get dosed up. He went back to England with a clap. They all do.
No, when I was in London, there was an article in the paper that there was an epidemic of gonorrhea going around.
I had it. I got really bad.
Mm.
And after that, I was afraid of... Oh, I got creamies.
I had it
first
twice.
Boy I was ever with.
Mm.
My mother put me in the hospital, and I didn't even know the last name of the boy to tell the doctor. Mm. At least the doctor said to me, you know, did you at least like the boy? After that, I was afraid of going with boys. I really was.
For a week.
For about a week. I saw him again. Panting away, crazy.
What else is there to do? Sit home, watch television?
It's boring.
Nothing. Nobody goes on dates anymore.
No, they don't go on dates. They just go home with boys.
Everything's music now, and music is
everything.
And groups are cute.
Like, we get depressed, so we'll take downs, and it escapes.
Or ups.
When you're downs or ups, you don't care. He could be a boy right there, and you could really, really dig him, and you just wouldn't care at that moment. You'd be just so messed up that you just want to just fling on everybody.
And his jump
and
on
you wouldn't
them.
Know if somebody took your blouse off.
Just there.
I took so many, I almost killed myself. That's because of the stupid groups. Can't believe it. I did things like that.
But they all take drugs. I mean, if you go home with a group, that's
they're
the first
all stoned,
thing they
and
do.
They, and they
the
tell
grass
you,
comes out.
They tell you they love you, and they tell you this and that just to get, to do what they want. A lot of them do that. They say words that they don't really mean.
Not really.
Oh, come
on. Well, if you're looking out for that. They just can't take it
but
seriously.
They do. I know, you
just
can't take
you
it, but they do say it.
If you want to have a good time with them, if you want to bolt them, and they want to bully you, then that's it.